माता जी बच्चे लोग आ गया, चाय लाओ।
मम्मी मम्मी एग्जामिनेशन आर ओवर, व्हेन आर वी गोइंग टू मसूरी?
वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू मसूरी, दिस टाइम वी आर गोइंग टू ऋषिकेश।
ऋषिकेश, इज इट अ नाइस प्लेस? कैन वी गो फॉर शॉपिंग? आर देयर एनी गुड सिनेमा थिएटर?
इट इज अ नाइस प्लेस बट नो शॉपिंग एंड सिनेमाज। वी आर गोइंग टू स्टे इन एन आश्रम।
व्हाट डू यू मीन बाय आश्रम मम्मी?
आश्रम इज अ सेक्रेट प्लेस, वी आर स्टेइंग टू स्टे एंड लीड अ गॉडली लाइफ। दिस आश्रम बिलोंग्स टू स्वामी शिवानंदा, द ग्रेटेस्ट सेंट अलाइव।
Who is Swami Shivananda? Can you tell us something about him?
Swami Shivananda is a world famous saint. He belongs to the family of Appayya Dikshita, a very learned, saintly personality who lived in South India many years ago. Swami Shivananda is the son of a very pious South Indian Brahmin named Rengu Iyer and his wife Parvati. He was born on the 8th of September 1887. His parents named him Kuppuswami. He was a wonderful boy. He was honest and noble, independent but obedient, strong but loving, mischievous but harmless. He was very much devoted to God. All his schoolmates respected him and loved him. They selected him as their leader to settle their quarrels and solve their problems. He was a good actor and took part in many school dramas. He was a good sportsman also. From his childhood, he had an intense yearning to serve the sick and the poor, so he joined the medical college. He was very intelligent and respected and obeyed his teachers. One of the most noble traits in his character was his desire to share everything with others, his wealth as well as his knowledge. So, soon after he became a doctor, he started a medical journal called Ambrosia to teach everyone how to live a healthy life. He heard about the sufferings of the poor people in Malaya, robber state. So he went there and served the sick and the poor with his heart and soul. Because he was a very kind-hearted doctor, all loved him and went to him for treatment. He earned a lot of money, but he never kept anything for himself. He used to spend it on the poor for their medicine, food, clothes. Many times he has walked late at night to hug the poor peasants to give them medical aid. In spite of his heavy work, he was regular in his prayer and a study of religious books. Day by day, his love for God increased. In 1923,
how kind Swamiji
is! His love for God became so intense, felt that he cannot live without seeing God face to face. He felt that after uniting with God, he will be able to serve the whole universe. He distributed all his wealth to the poor and left for India with his shirt and his hoodie. He took no money with him except but to buy a ticket to Banaras. After reaching Banaras, this famous doctor who led a comfortable life in Malaya had to beg for his food, wear torn clothes and had to sleep on the floor of temples and dharamshalas and sometimes under a tree on the roadside. He depended upon God alone for everything. He had no false pride. He who served in Malaya by many servants now gladly served a postmaster, doing all kinds of work he was ordered to do. The postmaster was extremely pleased with him, and when he came to know of his intense devotion to God, he sent him to Rishikesh to do tapas, to realize God, and that is to become united with God. Dr. Kuppuswami reached Rishikesh and took sannyas from Swami Vishwananda. The Guru gave him the name Swami Shivananda. For 7 years, Swami Shivananda did intense tapas. He lived on simple roti and dal offered to him as bhiksha. He was all the time so much absorbed in praying and meditating on God that often he used to forget to go for getting his food. After few days, when he felt hungry, he used to collect the old dry rotis left over, soak them in Ganges water and then eat them. If someone gave him money for his personal use, he would immediately use it for painting some of his pieces.
What a wonderful Swami he is!
And distribute them to free people. When he found that many of the sadhus and poor people of Rishikesh needed medical treatment, he started a small free hospital for them. A mere touch of his hand used to cure diseases other doctors failed to cure. Side by side with the treatment, he He used to talk to his patients about the glory of God, the benefit of loving God, and about the methods of reaching God. After a few years, he got some money from the life insurance company of Malaya. He utilized the money for purchasing milk, fruit, curds, etc. for sadhus and sannyasis. Swamiji's loving nature, generosity, selfless service, and his knowledge of God made him very famous. He taught throughout India and delivered lectures and taught people how to live the divine life. He wrote many valuable books. Soon people recognized him as a God-realized man, that is, as one who is united with God. People from all parts of the world started coming to him for his blessings and guidance. Several people renounced the world and came to stay with him. So he started an ashram, and in 1936 he started the Divine Life Society. Now the Divine Life Society has more than 300 branches all over the world. Swamiji's ashram welcomes people of all castes and creeds. He never charges anything. God supplies all his needs. He is a father, mother, friend, guide to the whole humanity. You will love him immensely. He will make you feel at home in no time.
माता जी आप रिश्ते जा रहे हैं हम आ सकते हैं
अजय लुक एट दैट बिग रिवर हाउ ब्यूटीफुल इट इज इज इट नॉट द वाटर ब्लू लाइक द स्काई इज इट द गांगी मम्मी
लुक लुक नीजा दे आर बोट्स आल्सो मम्मी कैन वी गो फॉर बोटिंग देयर हियर
ओ यस यू कैन डू एवरीथिंग फर्स्ट लेट अस गो एंड सी स्वामी जी
ओम माता जी You came just now. You want to see Swamiji? Swamiji is in the kutir. Some children have come to see Swamiji. You can also go there.